So the truth is, today's daf has so much in it, but we're bal chayv for a little bit of raid from yesterday's daf. And that is, the Mishnah said that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, u'misaknin sham tikkun gadol. They made a tikkun gadol. And the Gemara daf nun aleph amid beis said, my tikkun gadol. What exactly was this tikkun gadol that the Mishnah talks about was instituted specifically for the sole purpose of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Amora Rabbi Elazar said, I'll explain it to you in a Mishnah Maseches Midos. The Mishnah says that the Beis HaMikdash, initially when it was built, so the walls of the Azara, specifically of the Ezra's Nashim, were smooth. But then later, Hikifu Gezustera, they had nails and things, wood, protrude from the walls, and on top of it, they made a second floor. They made a porch. Said Rabbi Elazar, that porch that was made, that second floor that was erected inside the Ezra's Nashim, that's the Tikkun Gadol that the Mishnah is referring to. And then Rabbi Elazar quoted another Braisa, which explains this in a little bit more detail. During the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, all the Jews came to the Beis HaMikdash. It was Anoshim, it was Nashim, it was Taf. Everybody was there. This was an incredible event. It was called Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Tosfos says, B'shem Di Rishalmi, Mishum Shemisham Shoyav in Ruach HaKodesh. It was a very, very big deal and was very important for every single person to be there. The problem is, if there's men and there's women there, so there's potential for there to be a Taruvos issue, there's potential for it to come to Kalas Reish. So what they did was, is they had the men and the women be separate. And the Braisa says, it used to be that the women were inside. They were in the Ezra's Nashim. And the men were outside of the Ezra's Nashim. They were in the chil. They were in the remaining part of the Harabais. At some point, it came to Kalas Reish. So they made a takana. They said, maybe let's reverse it. Maybe the women will be on the outside. The men will be in the inside. Like this, the only way the men will see the women is if they actually turn around. So maybe this way it's going to be better. It didn't help. That's when they made the Tikkun Gadol. Iskinu, they made another takana. Shiunoshim Yoishvais Milmailo, Vanoshim Milmata. Men should be on top, and the women should be on bottom. And Rabbi Elazar said that's the Tikkun Gadol that the Mishnah is referring to. But the Gemara had a kasha, and that was Hechi Avedachi. How were they able to do that? There's a pasuk that says Divrei Ayomim Aleph Perik Chav Ches Pasuk Yutes Hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskel. All the melachos of the Mishkan, every square foot was structured al pi nevuah. God hachayza, nasan hanavi, but it was all done al pi nevuah. So how could the chachamim, even for a good reason, go and change the physical nature of the Beis HaMikdash? They weren't neviim. And hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, olai hiskel. So Rav said that even though it's true, there was no Navi that came and whispered into anybody's ear that this is something that you should do and something you can do. But at the same time, there was a pasuk in Zechariah, Perikud Beis, the pasuk that launched all the Divrei Agada that we just learned. But the point is, there was a pasuk that seemed to be a precedent and a makar for this to be okay. And the pasuk that the Gemara brings is the pasuk that describes this hesped that will take place in the end of days. And it says, V'safta ha'aretz, Mishpachas, Mishpachas levad. Mishpachas beis David levad, Unashayim levad. Mishpachas beis Nasan levad, Unashayim levad. So the pasuk describes, not the Simchas beis HaShoeva, but the pasuk describes a hesped that's going to happen in the end of days, not necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, but there'll be a hesped, and in that hesped, everyone's going to be there, all the families are going to be there, but it says very clearly that Beis David Levad, Unasheim Levad, Bishmachas Beis Nasan Levad, Unasheim Levad. You see, the men and the women were separate. So you see, there's a Makar and a Pasuk that the men and the women have to be Levad, they have to be separate, and they felt that this is enough of a Makar that if it's necessary for the Levad to go ahead and add to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, even though Akob, Iksami, Yad Hashem, Allah, but this is like a Navi saying it. This is the Navi Zechariah telling it to you, that this is something that you would absolutely be allowed to do. But the bottom line is, when it says in the Mishnah, U'misaknin sham tikkun gadol, really, that's a very, very loaded statement. And what it means is they made a mechitza. in the Beis HaMikdash for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. There was a before, there was an after. Initially, they were just separated. They were in different rooms, different parts of the Har HaBayis. But LeBesoif, it was Bon Lidei Kalas Rosh, and they realized they had to do something. They made a Tikkun Gadol. The Tikkun Gadol was, they created a Gezustera Hikifua. They surrounded the whole Ezus Noshon with the Gezustera. The women were at the top of the Gezustera, and the men were on the bottom. It's clear in the Gemara that this Tikkun Gadol that was made, even though it was made for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but it's not exclusive for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Meaning, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it was necessary to have a Tikkun Gadol. How do you know that? Because the Makar that the Gemara brings is from the Hesped that's going to happen in the end of days. That Hesped has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And still the Pasuk says, Mishpachos Beis David Levad Unashem Levad, Mishpachos Beis Nasan Levad Unashem Levad. So it's very clear in the Gemara itself that this halacha, that you would need a mechitza, you would need a separation, men Levad Unashem Levad, is not unique to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's not unique to the actual context that we're discussing right now, but it would seem to be true for maybe all gatherings of people, that anytime a lot of Yidden get together, there's an idea of Mishpachas Beis Nosson Levad, Unashayim Levad, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unashayim Levad. And the truth is that the Poskim will bring that this Gemara right here is the Makar for the Minig Yisrael, that there's Mechitzos in a Beis HaKnesses. And it comes from this Gemara. You see, it was true by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. A Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at. But the truth is, you don't even have to come on to that. You see, even the Hesped of Lasu Lavoi is going to be Men Levad and Unashem Levad. And this Gemara is the Makar to the idea that a Beis HaKnesses, from the beginning of time, has always had a Mechitz, a separation between the men and the women. It comes from a Gemara, Mesechta the Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Stating that there was a major, major machloikis between two gedolei olam of the last generation, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and the Heilige Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, what the halachic definition of a quote-unquote mechitza is, how large does a mechitza have to be? Better. What purpose is a mechitza serving? And really, the machloikis between Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rav was 100% kimat based on how to learn Pashup Shad in our Gemara. So just to say over the Rashi Prakim, the highlights, so to speak, of two tshuvas. The first tshuva is the tshuva from Moshe, and that's an Igris Moshe. It's an Erech Chaim, Chelek Aleph. It's Zimin Lamid Tes. This tshuva was written in 1946. In Tovshin Vav, and the second tshuva is a tshuva from the Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel, which wasn't written in a vacuum, but the tshuva was very much written as a rebuttal to the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote. So Rav Moshe was asked by the Menal of Yeshivas Torah V'Das in 1946. His name was Rav David Stern, Menal Yeshivas Torah V'Das, and he wanted to know from Rav Moshe the Gadol Adar what the halachic definition of a mechitza is. And again, picture the United States of America in 1946. It looked very, very different than the way it looks today. And there were many shuls where, you know, the mechitzas were very, very questionable. And he was looking for Rav Moshe to come and lay out the halacha psuka for all the Yidden living in America to define what exactly constitutes a proper mechitza. So Rav Moshe immediately ran to Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, and he laid down a few yesodos. Again, it's a fairly long tshuva, not terrible, but we're just going to go through a few Rashi Prakim. The first thing that Rav Moshe said very, very clearly was that he believes the idea that you have to separate the men and the women in a Beis HaKnesses is a din d'iraisa. It's not a din d'rabbanan. And his makar was from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that to separate the men and the women, what the Yidden did by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was they made a Tikkun Gadol. And the Tikkun Gadol was Hikifua Gezustera. They actually added to the physical plant. They added to the actual Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara said, Hechi Avad Hachi. How were they able to do that? Well, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Akol B'Ksav Me'ad Hashem Alei Hiskel. It's not something you're allowed to do. And the Gemara said, Kra Ashkechu V'Darish, based on a Pasuk they were allowed to do it. Says Rav Moshe, if the issue at hand was an issue that's a Dirabbanon, not a Dairaisa, I have a Raya from a Sugya Mesechta Schulim Perakitsu Adam, Ayin Sham, the tshuvas from Moshe, that there's no way it would override Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel. It's muchach from that Gemara in Chulin, and Rav Moshe also had a Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim daflam mit gimel, super geschmack, that the only time you can do something and violate, be doicha, hakom miksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel, is if this thing that you're addressing is a deraisa. But if the Rabbanim felt, because of whatever reason, they're concerned about something, and they want to now go add to it, don't have the credentials and the authority to do that. If it's a din deraisa, so a din deraisa, that's the Gemara, kra ashkechu v'darash. But if all it is the Rabbanim, that's not something you'd be able to do. So Rav Moshe laid out immediately. He told the Shoyl, I want you to know that this Shaila, what we're dealing with, is dvar ma'im den beruma shalaylam, because we're not dealing with a din derabanan, but rather what we're dealing with over here is a din deraisa. That's the first thing Rav Moshe said. The second thing Rav Moshe said very, very clearly is that don't make the mistake and don't think that the definition of a mechitza when it comes to this issue is the definition of a mechitza in Kol HaTorah Kula. So when we learned Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Erevin and even Masechta Sukkah, we learned that there's something called a mechitza. Shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. And a mechitza has a whole shulchan aruch of what makes something a mechitza. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. There's something called gerachis. There's something called gerachnis. There's something called lavu. There's something called doifen akuma. And there's a whole shulchan aruch of what the definition of a mechitza is. Many, many suyuz ashas. Rav Moshe said that's poshit. That the halachic definition of mechitza is not what we're talking about. Why? Said Rav Moshe, because the Gemara says that Barishoina, when they separated the men and the women, so the women were in the Ezra's Noshim, and the men were in the rest of the Harabayas. And then they flipped it around. But says Rav Moshe, if you learn Masechtas Midas, and you know a little bit about what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, there was a mechitza between the Ezra's Noshim, what was on the other side of the Ezra's Noshim. In Hilchas Shabbos, and Erevin, and Sukkah, and Kalayim, and all the places where mechitzas feature very prominent roles, over there was an Eiskehalt and a mechitza. So the Teretz is, they always had a mechitza, so why'd they have to build a roof for? They had a mechitza. The Teretz is, we're not looking for mechitzas, it's Pashat. What we're looking to do is, we're looking to prevent Kalas Rosh. That's what we're trying to do. So we're using the word mechitza loosely. But the truth is that from a pure technical perspective, we're not trying to establish a mechitza. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how that happens. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create a separation between the men and the women. So like this, it wouldn't come lidei kalas reish. So Rav Moshe said, these are the two things we need to get out of the way right at the onset. Number one, we're dealing with a deraisa. Number two, Rav Moshe said that what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to figure out what we need to do to make sure that there's going to be no kalas reish. This is not a Hilchas Erevin Shaila of what's the definition of a mechitza. This is not Shlishas Afilu Tefach when you learn about the walls of a sukkah. What we're trying to figure out here is what would constitute a separation. And that's where it gets exciting. So what exactly constitutes a separation? What would be sufficient from a halachic perspective to say that we're no longer concerned that it's going to come lidei kalas reish? And the question is not specifically as much as from a high level, what is the objective? What exactly are we trying to do? So Rav Moshe said that it would be very tempting to say that the purpose of the mechitza is to make sure that the men can't see the women. That would be the pshat. To prevent histaklus between the anoshim and the noshim. But Rav Moshe said, I have many rayas that that's not the case. And we'll just mention the three big rayas that Rav Moshe had. Number one, Rav Moshe said that's poshut, that even though the men and the women seemingly saw each other during the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, that was not something Chazal were ever concerned about. Said, how do I know that? Because in the beginning, before the issues, before this all led lidei kalas reish, the men and the women were able to see each other. They went to Ezra's Noshim, they went the Ezra's Noshim, but at the end of the day, they were able to see each other. Chazal didn't seem to have a problem with that. Says Rav Moshe, how could they have not had an issue with that? Histaklus is a major area in halacha, not poshut at all. It's muchach, said Rav Moshe, that any histaklus that was happening was histaklus shalater. The women would dress tzniyastig. They weren't worried that the histaklus was going to happen in an inappropriate way. And as a result, that was never a concern. It's clear it wasn't a concern, because if that was a concern, they didn't have to come on to kalas reish. They would have had a problem right away, because of the fact that everybody saw each other. So Balkarchach, that in and of itself was not an issue. So Rav Moshe said that if that wasn't an issue, like Meikara, it's Mestaber that was never an issue. Meaning, the issue was never the actual histaklus. Now, even though, in theory, histaklus could be a problem, because if someone's mistakel in an inappropriate way, that's an issue. If someone's mistakel and it causes him to have machshavas of aveira, or even worse, then of course that would be very, very bad. But that's not something that seemed to have been the way it was set up. It wasn't something they were concerned about, meikara. And Ramesh says it's not mashma that that's ever what happened. So Ramesh says, what did happen? What happened was, it was bali de kalas roish, like the Gemara says. And kalas roish means there was mingling going on. And Ramesh describes the mingling in one sentence. He says that there was sicha between the men and the women, and there was negia between the men and the women. And that was the issue. And that's what they were trying to prevent. And the way they prevented that was by creating the second story, making this gezustera, have a balcony. It's like this, the women are on the balcony, the men are on the bottom, so that even though the men can still see the women, but that's not the issue. The issue is the sicha. There's not going to be sicha. The issue is negiya. How's it going to be negiya? They're not on the same floor. And as a result, this is what was going to protect them. But the point Ramosha said is that it's clear that histaklus wasn't an issue l'katchila, and it's mistaber that that never changed. The second thing that Ramosha said was that if you take a look, he said that this gezustra that they made, there's no mention anywhere that there was a mechitza on top. Right? There's no mention there was a mechitza on top. What was there? They made a second floor. Okay. The men were still able to look up and see the women. It's not mashmanat. He says, in fact, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is vekifu gezustra. This word gezustra is a real Erevin word. Now, when you learn Erevins, you have the picture books, and you're able to see what the gezustra was. The gezustra was a board. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. He says, every single place in Shas that you find the gezustra, all it was a balcony. So L'chaira said, Ramosha, this tikkun gadol was a balcony. If all it was a balcony, the men are standing in the middle, they're looking up, and they see the women. So L'chaira, they see the women, so it's clear that wasn't the issue. Because if that was the issue, how'd they prevent it? It's not mistaber was the issue, said Ramosha, because it was never an issue. All of a sudden, they were worried that the istaklus. It sounds like a broly de kalas roish. And he said, if that was the issue, where did they address it? He says he doesn't see where they addressed the issue. And then Ramosha says, besides, the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, in two places, seems to say very, very clearly what was going on over here. The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav and Perek Ches, this is where the Rambam is talking about the actual Simchas Beis HaShevis. He says, quote, Afal Pishu Kol Mayadis Mitzvah L'Smoich Behem, this is the Rambam we spoke about yesterday, Bechag HaSukas Hoysu Shom B'Mikdosh Simchi Yisera, Shenemar, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. V'keitzad hoya oisin erev yontif harishoyin hoya misaknem b'mikdash mokoyim lenoshin milmalo ula noshin milmata. And here's the punchline. Kidei shelo yisarvu elu emelu. So the Rambam said clearly, what was the point? The point was kidei shelo yisarvu. And the Rambam says it again in Hilchas Beis Abchira. Here the Rambam's not talking about Simchas Beis Hashevis, not Hilchas Lulav. Here the Rambam's talking about the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Ezras ha-noshim hoysa mukefes kitzat. Satra, kidesh niu anoshim royois milmalon, va anoshim milmatom, kidesh lo yiyu me'urvavin. It's like this, they're not going to be tzemish. So said Ramosha, that the Rambam said it twice in his Perek Ches and Hilchas Lulav, and he said it again in Hilchas Beis Abchir Perek Hey, that what was the purpose of the Gezustra, it was Kadesh lo yisarvu. It was Kadesh lo yiyu me'urvavin. And if that's what the purpose was, if that's what this was all about, so says Ramosha, you see clearly, this was about taruvos. It was about mingling. This had nothing to do with histaklus. Number one, histaklus seemed to have never been an issue. Number two, a gezustra just means a balcony. It sounds like you were able to look up and you were able to see. And number three, the Rambam's lashon in the Yad Chazaka, the Rambam says clearly that the idea over here was to prevent taruvos. Ramosha says I have one problem. The problem is that if you take a look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam is on this Mishnah, so the Rambam says, quote, Tikkun Gadol. What was a Tikkun Gadol? Ratzel Loimar. Why was it called Gadol? Gadol HaTayeles. Because of the Tayeles. What made it big? It was big because of what was at stake over here. For who? Ki Am Hoyu Mesaknim Mokim La'anoshim U'mokim La'anoshim. So the women were on top, the men were on bottom, and here's the punchline. So the men shouldn't look at the women. So Ramosha said, this Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayah sounds a little bit not like what I'm saying. It sounds like the idea here was Kidei Shelo Yistaklu. But Ramosha said that although it's true, it sounds that way from the Rambam. He says, but what could I tell you? I have too many rayas, not that way. Number one, there's no mention of any mechitza on top. So as far as I know, it sounds like the men were able to see the women. The Rambam and the Yad Chazokas clearly is emphasizing not his staklus. He's talking about taruvos, and therefore I think you have to say that what the Rambam meant when he said Kedei shelo yistaklu anoshim benoshim, he meant shelo yistaklu b'kahai gavno sheyovoi lidei taruvos. Shelo yistaklu in a way that it's going to lead lidei kalus roish. But the Rambam didn't mean in a vacuum kedei shelo yistaklu, because it's not mashma that way. And then Ramosha said that if it makes you uncomfortable and you don't think that's what the Rambam means at Pirush HaMishnayos, you think he really means kedei shelo yistaklu, at the end of the day, there's no way that's what the Rambam is saying in the Yad Chazaka. So to me, I have two Rambams in Yad Chazaka, Perek Ches Hilchas Lulav, Perek Ke Hilchas Beis Abchira. Connected that, I have a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. And even if that shot in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos is Gerech, but at the end of the day, you have a Rambam in the Yad, in two places, connected a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's Poshit, Taloch is like the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka. So said Rav Moshe, you want to know what the Tikkun Gadol was? It was a separation between the men and the women. What were they trying to prevent? Kalos Roish. What was the Kalos Roish they were trying to prevent? Sicha beinayim and negia beinayim. That's what they were trying to prevent. What about istaklus? They weren't trying to prevent istaklus. In the beginning, they didn't have a problem with istaklus because it was istaklus by fenetter. It wasn't that type of istaklus that's really going to be an issue. And it doesn't seem like the takana ever addressed istaklus, because all it says was they made a gezustra. He says, learn Erevin, learn Shabbos. There's no mention anywhere of boards when you have a gezustra. Gezustra doesn't have a mechitza. All it is a balcony. So that's what they made. They made the balcony. And besides, it's the Lashon HaRambam and the Yad Chazaka, Sayin Hilchas Lulav, where he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and Sayin Hilchas Beis HaBchira, where he lays out exactly the way the Ezra's Noshim was. Then Rav Moshe says at the end that, so really, what you're trying to do then is just to prevent Kalas Reish from happening. So Rav Moshe said that if you have a balcony, that's the way the shul is set up, so good, that's mamish the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. That, of course, is going to be good. That's going to be a tikkun gadol. What if you don't have a balcony? So then you have to have a physical mechitza. So then the question became, how tall does the mechitza have to be? And then Rav Moshe said a very big chiddush. He said the mechitza has to be 3 amos tall. That's how tall it has to be. 18 tfachim, it has to be 3 amos. Now, how did he come up with 3 amos? He said, because he has a Gemara, a Rashi, and a Toysus, a Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Beis, a Toysus in Erevin, Daf Memches, a Toysus in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf. You have to look up a lot of Marmakoimus to go through this Druva properly. But over there, it's Mavur that the shoulder height of the average person is 3 amos. And Rav Moshe said that I believe in Svara, that as long as the mechitza goes up until the shoulder, so that all you can see is the head of the person on the other side of the mechitza, that's going to be a valid mechitza. Now, Rav Moshe didn't say how he knows that, but that's what Rav Moshe says. And he repeats it in his tshuva and in his many, many other tshuvas, that he believed that the proper shear to prevent sicha and to prevent negiyah and to prevent the kalus roish that Chazal were worried about, that would be maspik if it would be 3 amos. By having it 3 amos, it's going to go above the shoulders of the average person, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. And then Rav Moshe had a disclaimer, and he said this is only true if the women on the other side of the mechitza are dressed properly, but let's say their hair is not covered. So then Rav Moshe said you could be mekel on the Aruch HaShulchan, who didn't have such a problem with that in a b'shas adchak. But if there's other tznias issues, then you have to address the tznias issues. But the bottom line is this was the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote. Now, it's interesting. If you go through the tshuva from Rav Moshe, this tshuva was written sort of bekanas, meaning he was observing what was going on in America, and Rav Moshe Pasha laid out a starka tshuva. He said that you have to have mechitzas. What's going on over here? It's not a hefkevelt. And he went and he laid out that it's a deraisa. And he spoke about how chomer it is. And he even says a lashon that if someone is mezalzel, he says, yesh limchais b'chol ha-toykef. You have to be meicha b'chol ha-toykef. He says, you have to have mechitzas. And then Rav Moshe wrote, lahalocha, the way he always wrote tshuvas in English Moshe, what he felt the proper mechitza was. But if you go through the tshuva, he's coming to be meicha. This tshuva was very much a macha. And there were many, many tshuvas that Rav Moshe wrote on this topic. And mamish, it's tshuva after tshuva. And if you go through them, just the tshuva that we just said was tshuva Simin Lamites. If you look at Simin Mem Dalet, he's writing a tshuva to a Rav in Dayton, Ohio. Mem Aleph, he's writing a tshuva to Rav Shmuel Tuvia Shtern Rav in Kansas City. Rav Moshe took this tshuva and literally, one is 1952, the next one is 1954, you just look at the dates. And Rav Moshe kept on sending this tshuva to all the Rabbanim in America. People didn't know how to set up a proper shul, what the proper mechitza should look like. And Rav Moshe was bringing back Derech Yisrael Saba via Beis Knesses has to look. And he said, Beis Knesses has to have a balcony just like it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This was the Tikkun Gadol. Stating that, there was another tshuva that was written. This other tshuva was written by the Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel. It's in Shailos HaTshuvas Divrei Yoel, Eir Chaim Simen Yod. And the tshuva that the Divrei Yoel wrote was written literally as a word by word, kemat, line by line, for sure, rebuttal on the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote. And the toichen of what the Divrei Yoel was arguing with Rav Moshe about was, he said that I disagree with the premise of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's premise was that the purpose of the mechitza is to prevent kalas rosh. That's what this is all about. And what's Rav Moshe's definition of kalas rosh? It's sicha and negiya. So the Satmar Rav said, I disagree with that. I think the purpose of what the mechitza is all about is to prevent histaklus. He says, it's poshet, that's what it's all about. And he says, look at the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos said, kedei shelo yistaklu. And he said, Rav Moshe was madchik, what did the Rambam mean when he said, kedei shelo yistaklu? He meant, histaklu sheyovoy lidei taruvas. Listen to this lashon. Shvezev vada yif shalaham is klal b'divrei HaRambam zal. Can't be that's what the Rambam meant. Shari ain't shum shum remez veremiza midivre aramba misicha vekalos rosh. It's not what he said. Rather, all he's saying is histaklus. And if that's the point, a mechitza has to be such that you cannot see to the other side of the mechitza. And if you see the other side of the mechitza, or if you have a balcony where the men looking up are able to see the women, said the Satmarov, it's poshetos nishkai mechitza. Now, Rav Moshe came with highness. So, said to Samir Rav, let's go through Rav Moshe's times. The first time that Rav Moshe said was, you see, in the beginning, they weren't worried about histaklus. They weren't worried about histaklus in the beginning. So you see, that was never the concern. It sounds like it was this, what changed was the histaklus that came to something else. Said to Samir Rav, mechatesa, he says, mi gila le Rav Moshe roza. How does he know that? Maybe initially, they weren't worried about histaklus. Initially, the people were in a higher madrega. They were able to be in the same room or in the same area together with women, look, but not in a way where it's a problem. But maybe there was a Yeridas HaDoros. That was the Berishoina, and then later it changed. And maybe it came to a point where they weren't able to look the proper way. And it said, the Divrei Yoel, you want a precedent for this? Look at Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamedtes. The Halach is Mitzvahs Yibum is Koydemes L'Chalitza. Stating that there was a time where Chazal were Masechtas, you can't do Yibum anymore. Rabbi Shaul said that if someone does Yibum, Korav Adov Elias of Lad Mamzer. Why? Because Yibum's a Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. You have to have the right Kavanahs. Once upon a time, a person knew how to do a Mitzvah properly. But then people didn't know how to do mitzvahs properly anymore. I mean, the Yibum involves Tanesha Zach, Korav Adov Elias of Lad Mamzer. So he says people knew how to be Mechavin, and they didn't know how to be Mechavin. So Barishnoina, there was no issue when it came to Hirurim, and then later it became an issue when it came to Hirurim. So based on that, said the Satmar Rav, just because initially they weren't worried about histaklus, that's clear, like Rav Moshe laid out. But at the same time, who said that didn't change? Mechatesi, just because that was the way it was initially, that doesn't mean that that's always the way it was. Rav Moshe's second major argument was that all it says was they made a gezustera. Doesn't say there was a mechitza, which sounds like the men were able to look up. So that the Satmar Rav grappled with a little bit. But the Satmar Rav says at the end of the day, the Rambam said, kedei shelo yistaklu. And if the Rambam said, kedei shelo yistaklu, I think it's not rochik to say that when they made the gezustera, they did put up a wall. It's true, in Erevin, there's no wall. In the story in Erevin, when you're learning that case and the Rishuyas and everything happening there, you don't need it. But over here, they did need it because the Kalas Rosh they were worried about was this, Stockless. And based on that, they had no choice but to put up some sort of wall. But for that, maybe there was a wall. And then the Satmar Rav said, Hagabat Smucha. So I'm going to ask you a question. You think there was a balcony? There was mamish no fence? He says there was nothing? What happened to Vasisa Magalagagecha? That'd be something. he said Samaros is Pasha, there was something there. So no, you know there was something. So if there was something, maybe there was more than something. Couldn't it just been a lady gezustra like in Masech Tzerevin? Because people were standing there. It's gonna Pasha be dangerous. And says Samarov, if there would have been no mechitza, it would have been like Sosum Dama Bataich Besecha Tarti Bemashma. Number one, the real Dama Bataich Besecha. Number two, Chalila. What Samarov is very worried about in this Shuvah. So he said that it's Pasha, that there was something. So once there was something, maybe there was something more that was there. Then the Satmarov said, what about the Lashon of the Rambam and the Yad Chazaka? Where the Rambam says in Yad Chazaka was all about Taruvos. So the Satmarov said that doesn't bother me so much either. Because you do find this concept of Taruvos when it comes to Machshava as well. So usually when you think of Taruvos, you mean that there's two things that are actually mixed. In this context, it would mean mingling. But he says you do find this context, this idea, this concept of Taruva is even in the context of Machshava. He brings two Makairis. One is Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen Reish Mem, where the Gemara says, quoting a Gemara, B'nei Arvuvya. There's something called B'nei Arvuvya. So what does it mean, B'nei Arvuvya? She Meshamish in Ishtoi. Someone's Meshamish Mitosai in Ishtoi. B'nosan Daitoi Alacheres. Afilu Shteyem Noshav. That's called B'nei Arvuvya. So he says, you see this Loshin of Taruva is Afilu b'machshava. He also tells Sua, Ramban, a classic Ramban, a Masechtas Erevin regarding Eruv Tchumen, where the Ramban asks Akasha that if your Tchumen's Deiraisa, how could you make an Erev Tchumen? How could you say that I want to be somewhere else and it's going to be as if I'm there? So the Ramban says a Loshin that a person is wherever his machshava is, right? Wherever a person is, wherever a person's machshava wants to be, that's where the Ikur Kvias of the person is. So he says, you see that machshava creates your Kvias, your permanence, and as a result, if one person is being maharer about another person, there's some sort of taruvos there. B'nei arvuvya, where someone is thinking about somebody that he's not supposed to be thinking about. That's a concept of arvuvya. So said the Samarov that maybe when the Rambam said taruvos, that's what he meant. But either way, the Samarov said, it's pasha to me, that this concern over here wasn't so much the kalas roish and the schaik. You want to know what the concern was? The concern was his taklas. One of the things he says, there's so much here, it's a very long tshuva. One of the things he says is that the Rambam says in Hilchas Yontif, that on Yontif they used to appoint Shoiftim v'shoitrim. They used to appoint a vadat snius to make sure that there was no mingling going on. Chayovim bezdan lahamit shoitrim b'regolim. Shiu mesavavim u'mechapsim b'ginois u'bepardesim v'alanahoreis. Kedei shelo yiskabtzu lecho v'lishtei sham anoshim v'noshim v'yavoyu lidei avera. Right, they used to appoint shoiftim v'shoitrim to make sure that on Yonta people didn't come lidei avera. This is based on a Gemara in Kedushin, sak v'deshasa riglo. That's why you have Bahab right after Yonta, because very often averas used to happen. The Balaturim says that had his parsha shoiftim in the Torah begin? Shoiftim v'shoitrim titron l'chabachol sha'arecha. Shoiftim immediately follows parshas re'eh. The end of parshas re'eh is yomim toivim. Aser ta'aser v'yisach sameach. Right, that's the end of parshas re'eh. So you go from the end of parshas re'eh, which is the parsha of yontif, immediately into parshas shoiftim. What's the smichos? Says the Baal Tum. Because on yontif you have to have shoiftim v'shoitrim. But either way, this is an idea that the Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch, something that's brought down. So said the Satmarov, they were worried about Taruvas? They were worried about Sikha and Negiah and real Kalis Rosh? They didn't have Shoiftim v'Shoitrim? Said they had Shoiftim v'Shoitrim and the Ginas and the Pardesim. They were for sure Shoiftim v'Shoitrim. There must have been Chevre there to make sure it wasn't going to happen. So he said, I don't think that was ever the concern. That was never the issue. What was the issue? The issue was his stockless. That was the whole issue. Because for the real problems of Sikh and Negiah, for that they had the Shoiftim v'Shoitrim anyways. The bottom line is the Satmarov fundamentally disagreed with Ramosha. And the Satmarov said that I believe, not like Ramosha, that the point of the Mechitza is to prevent the Sikha and the Negiah, but rather the point of the mechitza is to make sure that there's not going to be histaklus. In other words, we have the Gemara as it relates to the Simchas Beis HaSheva, where the Gemara says Mesaknin Tikkun Gadol. And what was the point in the Tikkun Gadol? Because there was a time where the men and the women during the Simchas Beis HaSheva were bonli day Kalus Rosh. And to prevent the Kalus Rosh, they had to make a Tikkun Gadol. And the Tikkun Gadol was that they made a balcony, and the women were stood on the balcony and the men were down. And like this was going to prevent everything from happening. And the question was, what were they trying to prevent? What was that thing that they were trying to prevent. Because this Gemara is the precedent for Mechitzas and a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash and in different gatherings. It all comes from this Gemara. So the question was, what was this Kalas Rosh that they were trying to prevent? Ramosha said that what they were trying to prevent was mingling. That's what they were trying to prevent. They were trying to prevent Sicha. They were trying to prevent Negia. And like the Rambam says in Perek Ches Hilchas Lulav and Perek Hay and Hilchas Beis Abchira, they were trying to prevent Taruvos. It was Taruvos that they were trying to prevent. That was the objective. Histaklus, they were never trying to prevent histaklus. That wasn't the issue. The issue was never a histaklus issue. They never prevented histaklus because all they made was a gezustra. There's no reference anywhere of there being any mechitza. It was just that they were separate. And because they were separate, the histaklus, even if there was, would never lead Lidei Kalas Rosh. And that was the objective over here. That's what they were trying to do. The Satmar Rav fundamentally disagreed. He said, that's not what they were trying to prevent. They weren't trying to prevent Sicha. Could be they didn't even have to prevent that, because could be for that they had Shoiftim v'Shoiftim Titon L'cha b'chol Sha'arecha. But rather what they were trying to prevent was simply histaklus. And the truth is, the Satmar Rav said, it's a mafurish shalosh in our Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayah says very, very clearly, shalo yistaklu. The truth is, in the final analysis, if you go through the truth from Ramosha's time of Nimukah, more than anything else, is the Lashon HaRambam in the Yad Chazakah, where the Rambam says very, very clearly twice, he says, what's the issue over here? Shalayim meruvavin. The Lashon is k'dei shalay yisarvu elu ve'elu. And if you go through the Divrei Yoel's tshuva, it's clear that Tamoy v'nimukah was also coming, be'ikar from a Lashon HaRambam. But not the Rambam in the Yad Chazakah, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, where the Rambam said, k'dei shalay yistaklu anoshim anoshim. So this famous pulmus, this famous tumul between Ramosha and the Satmar Rav, really it comes down to Lashonis in the Rambam. That's what everything boils down to. It's a Rambam at the end of the day. And is it Perek Ches Hilchas Lulav and Perek Hay Hilchas Beis Abchira? That was what the Lashonis that Ramosha is focusing on. Clearly he felt that's the Ikkar Lashon. The Rambam Yad Chazaka, that's what the Rambam laid out Halacha L'maaseh. The Divrei Yoel held the Rambam's Lashon in the Pirush HaMishnayis is Shalo Yistaklu Anoshim Anoshim. And it's clear. How could you argue with that, said the Divrei Yoel. He said clearly the issue was Yistaklus. Sorry, Moshe said he meant Yistaklus Shalo Yavoi Lidei Negiyah and Lidei Sich and Lidei Kalas Rosh. But Tzatmer Rav, how could you say it says Taruvos? No, Taruvos B'machshov is Eichedat Taruvos. The bottom line is Marked the Islev and Marked the Islev. But just to end, with one last thought, and that is, we say in davening on Yontif, "V'hareinu b'vinyanoi, v'samcheinu b'sikunoi." So, if you take a look in the Siach Yitzchak, the Siddur Hagra from Rabbi Yitzchak Maltzin, so he teaches, he brings a pshat that he heard b'shem Hagoyin Rabbi Yechiel Heller, that Rabbi Yechiel Heller said that what's pshat "V'hareinu b'vinyanoi"? So he said, "Vareinu b'vinyanoi," that there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash, and we daven "Vareinu b'vinyanoi." There should already be a Beis Hamikdash. What's "Besamchenu b'tikunoi"? It's miloshin tikun gadol. He says it's miloshin this mishnah over here. U'misaknin shom tikun gadol, and lasad lavoi, like the Gemara says, by the hesped is going to be anoshim levad v'anoshim levad in the Beis Hamikdash lasad lavoi. It's also going to be anoshim levad v'anoshim levad, and that's "Vareinu b'vinyanoi v'samchenu b'sikunoi." We're davening for that tikkun gadol, we should be zeicher to it. And then he just adds one knetch. He says that this poiskim that say in Eben Ezra Simon Samach Beis that if there's a chasana and the anoshim and the noshim are mi'uravim, that together, then by benching you're not supposed to say shahasimcha b'ma'oinoi. That's not something you're supposed to say. So he said lefiza, it's very meduyik. It's v'hareinu b'vinyanoi. V'samcheinu b'sikunoi. V'samcheinu, the real simcha, is going to come when it's b'sikunoi, when there's going to be a tikkun gadol. We should taka b'zoicha to v'areinu b'vinyanoi. V'samcheinu b'sikunoi. V'hashiv kayhanim l'avidasam u'levirim l'shirim u'lezimra. V'hashiv Yisrael l'nveyem. We could go through the whole tefillah. V'sham nalav v'neira. V'neshtach v'lefanecha b'sholish pamir.